to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Dr. Betty Martini. We managed to recover our computer. Basically, we're completely knocked out. And we know when two things happen that we know is an attack. Because we lost Harley Schlanger all the way in Germany on Skype. We also lost and had a power surge, a complete knockout of my computer and my Comrex. So both of them knocked Comrex. So I had to reboot everything. Amazing stuff. Now, we have Dr. Betty here. And we have lots of things to talk about that are also very inflaming to the globalists. Because the national organizations such as the Codex Alimentarius in Geneva, Switzerland, we talked about this with Scott Tipps on Wednesday, and we have some other doctors we're going to have on, Dr. Molden and Dr. Who's the other doctor we want to bring on in the next week or so, Dr. Betty?
Dr. Ralph Walton and now, Dr. Woodrow Monte.
Yeah. And these doctors have got qualifications, so when they bring out information, it inflames the global drug cartels and the global eugenics people want to reduce human fertility, IQ, and cause cancer and diseases. And these toxic sweeteners are very deadly. I'd like you to mention just briefly, because we're going to bring them on in the next few weeks, while on your show, probably as part of the segment, and then eventually maybe on their own show or segments. I'd like you to kind of highlight on what these two doctors have proven based with science.
Well, first of all, Dr. Walton has done two studies on aspartame, and he's a psychiatrist, so he knows that aspartame causes psychiatric and behavioral problems, but then people get these problems having nothing to do with aspartame.
Right.
So the study was to find out what if you take somebody who's already depressed and then take aspartame, and the study was not even the maximum allowable dose. I think it was about 20 milligrams of aspartame. And the administrator of the institution took part in it and got a retinal detachment from it, lost vision in one eye. Somebody else had conjunctival bleeding. And the group that already had problems and then took aspartame said they felt like they were being poisoned and they had to cut down the study. Now, Monsanto always said, you know, if somebody wants to do a study on aspartame, we'll provide it. But they wouldn't provide it to Dr. Walton because they knew that they could not control it and that they, you know, had whatever happens would happen and they couldn't fix anything. So then 60 Minutes did a show, and it was Dr. Walton who did the research on scientific peer-reviewed studies and funding. And what he found out was that 92% of all independent scientific studies on aspartame showed the problems it causes. But if you eliminated six studies because the FDA had something to do with it,
right,
and one pro-industry summary, 100% of all independent studies showed the problems. Only the studies that were, it was industry-financed and industry-controlled, ever said aspartame was safe.
Right.
So that is what we're seeing today. They come in study after study after study, showing everything from myocardial infarctions to strokes, and the last one that was so horrible showed the depletion of serotonin, like 74%, lets you understand all what is going on with people because of these psychiatric and behavioral problems. So Dr. Walton has been there from the front, and then he and Dr. Monte did a study recently on aspartame and autism having to do with methanol, and of course it was positive. Now, Dr. Monte has been with us from the beginning, even before I got involved 30 years ago. His concern was that he lived in Arizona, and aspartame breaks down at moderate temperature or 86 degrees. And as you know, in Arizona, it can get up to 117, and you put Diet Pop in front of a 7-Eleven, and you've got formaldehyde cocktails. So right. What he did was tried to get a meeting, and they kept turning it down, you know, and here came the lobbyist. Finally, they agreed for the meeting, and they couldn't stop it. So what they did was they took a bill that had already been voted on toxic waste and was already through, and they took the guts of it out and put in a bill that would deregulate artificial sweeteners and prevented the meeting from ever taking place.
Wow.
So then, after that, Dr. Monty took it all the way to the Supreme Court based on the fact that menthol was causing blindness and it's a seizure-triggering drug, and the Supreme Court refused to hear it after all the work that he did. So then the next thing he did is he wrote a book called While Science Sleeps, the Sweetener Kills. And the last chapter we have online on aspartame and autism. But the thing about it is that he also explains in that last chapter, they blew up his house with him in it, and he explains how the company made a deal with the FDA to seal the teratology study so the public would know. And when I met Jerome Bressler, who did the Bressler Report, I simply called to thank him for exposing the fraud. And you could tell that he was upset. He didn't know who I was. And yet he said, didn't you understand something was missing? And I said, well, yes, I did. And he said, people, pregnant women are using this, and they have sealed the most important part, and you've simply got to find those studies. At the time, I didn't want to be the only one that knew, so I called Dr. Russell Blaylock and Dr. H.J. Roberts, who called and found out the same thing. Dr. Roberts went ahead and wrote his congressman, and they got a letter back from the FDA saying, well, some things are confidential. After 8 years finding the studies, what was so confidential they didn't want the public to know,
right,
was that it caused neural tube defects and cleft palate and spina bifida and all these terrible things. And the FDA didn't even have the decency to put a pregnancy warning on it. And today you can go into a restaurant and you'll see signs on the wall, if you're pregnant, don't use alcohol. This has wood alcohol, menthol in it. And there was no warning. Children are being born autistic. And with all of these different birth defects, they get ADA. And they actually interviewed in a movie called Sweet Remedy the ADA people who admitted they hardly used the term
right
before aspartame was approved.
Right.
And just the other day when I was talking to a young girl, I said, well, how many in your school has ADD? And she just quickly said, all of them.
Oh,
and she was telling me about different people and how weird they are acting. And they're putting them on Ritalin, and the generic Ritalin has aspartame in it. So our children are medicated instead of educated. And I had said one time before, a couple of years ago, they put a bunch of the teachers in jail because they couldn't get the children to learn, so they cheated and raised their scores. They just let one of the teachers
I think
out.
It just helped me invent a new name for this treatment that you're talking about with aspartame. They're meducated. Do you like that?
Yes. But you know what, Dr. Bill? One thing, you wouldn't normally do a study on children. We already know it destroys their brains.
Well, it converts to dicutopiperazine, methyl alcohol, which is damaging to your eye. That's why even stills in the Appalachian Mountains, the still makers will pour off the first alcohol because it contains methanol. And then they know that it'll make you go blind or it'll become loony. And then, of course, we don't even talk about dicutopiperazine, which is jet fuel additive. I mean, it's insane that they allow this. remember, the government and the agencies are not looking out for your best, whether it's the vaccine market or the drug market. And they want to suppress people like me, for example, that's a functional pathologist, or a chemist that actually looks at tests. In fact, I'm working now, I'm going to work with a different lab. I tried with Dr. Vujadani a year and a half ago, but I'm working in a lab to develop an antibody titer using probably a marker of protein like human cell albumin we used 39 years ago with Dr. Chung and Vujadani at UCLA to measure antibodies against formaldehyde, trimethylamine anhydride, and diesel fuel, and in toluene diisocyanate, a fast-drying paint solvent, which was causing problems with a lot of people, which is why I did research with them. And I got persecuted and death threats for even just doing the research. So it's not surprising this is going on. As I say, you know you're in trouble when you're over the target and you're getting flack. Well, you've had doctors who've had death threats and their house burned down. Who was the doctor that their house burned down?
Dr. Monty.
Right. So if you don't think when we get these issues, my computer just got shut off last hour, I guarantee you when you have two or three things happen all at the same time, computer down, power surge, and my guest lost from Germany in the last segment, you know that we're doing something that's really ticking them off. And the fact is, aspartame is an abortive. It's an abortifacient, it's a fertility reducer, it's a xenoestrogen to feminize males, and it's going to shorten human lifespan. It's obscene, and it's not just that, they keep mutating it. They turn it into Advantame. They got Splenda, which is chlorinated sugar that's an optical isomer. And so they've multiplied these now, and the Ajinomoto, which is Japan took it over from South Carolina years ago, and they've now sold it, I think, did they sell it to China?
Ajinomoto in Japan is the leading aspartame manufacturer. Now they make most of it in China and Japan. And Dr. Gottlieb, who was the FDA head, just went to work for one of the former aspartame manufacturers.
Right.
But I wanted to mention, when we were talking about these studies and what it's doing in Dr. Roberts' medical tech, is one of the worst things, just to show you about cause and effect, is that a doctor called from the Dominican Republic that changed, imagine, 360 children from milk to aspartame juice. And the reason he called me, he looked up aspartame because almost the whole group started having all kinds of behavioral problems, were hyperactive, and he said it was a strange thing to see them all. He said it had been 20 or 30%, but there you saw the effect of aspartame, and when he got them off, about 4 or 5 days later, he said they all returned to normal. And, you know, the FDA has a habit of saying, well, you can't prove cause and effect. And this is something I'd really like to discuss because I can
prove cause and effect. First off, number one, I would do an organic acid analysis and platelet level bioamines, other blood with Dr. William Shaw at Great Plains Lab. Number two, I would do a quantitative electroencephalogram QIG scan with a science doctorate or PhD to look at the coherence pattern and voltages across their cortex. People with ADD, they start to lose their frontal cortex and the voltages drop. And the coherence patterns between different parts of the cortex drop, which is why you get behavioral problems. And this reflects problems in the deeper nuclei of the brain, like the memory and the hippocampus and the auditory cortex area, the temporal lobes. So when people say you can't prove it, you're talking to Dr. Deagle. I can prove any of these things with imaging studies. And I'm sure it changes blood flow in the brain, too. And so if you did a SPECT blood flow scan, you'd find even in these children, their blood flow was abnormal, right?
Well, yes, but, you know, just even, I mean, how simple it is, because I've been taking the case histories for 30 years, but you probably couldn't get this from the FDA, but if you get on my webpage, mpwhi.com, and you'll see some buttons at the top, and you'll see something that says 92 symptoms. That's the FDA's own report. They won't give it to you today, but here's lies 92 symptoms that start off with headache, dizziness, change in mood quality, vomiting and nausea, abdominal pain, changes in vision.
Do you have that list on your website, Mission Possible World Health International, mpwhi.com? Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll be back in a moment with the next segment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Dr. Betty Martini. The website again is mpwhi.com. And, you know, I want to look at also co-toxicity with scalar radiation, people using cell phones on the side of their head while they're chugging down an aspartame-laced Coca-Cola. I want to follow the health records of mamas, how many of their kids have ADD after they've been drinking this. I want to know what scalar radiation from smart meters is happening in their home, or now new 5G network. I want to see if there's specific health situations which are becoming much more frequent in terms of education. They actually removed Wi-Fi networks from schools in Britain and in the UK and in Europe because they're causing problems, but they should remove these drinks too. And the problem is now many more of these medicines are generic medicines now, have got tablets that actually have aspartame in the tablet, even though the medicine is there to try to help psychiatric or other types of illnesses. It, to me, it's a form of evil, not obscenity, not just stupidity. It's a catastrophically orchestrated evil that these things happen, isn't it?
Yes, and I was talking to you about the list of 92 symptoms as being the cause, being the effect. And we have a saying, take the 60-day no aspartame test. And as soon as they get off of it, most of these symptoms just disappear. And there is a principle behind it, having worked with an allergist, called the add-back diet. In other words, you keep taking things out of your diet you're using until the problems disappear.
Right.
And then you add them back on re-challenge, and if the problems come back, you know that was the cause.
Well, I learned a method that's very simple to test it. It's called the wrinkle method. And if I have a serial dilution of aspartame, I can actually do a wrinkle method test on anybody and show if they have an immune cytological reaction. I'm also going to contact my colleagues up at Tutwiller, Washington, at Meridian Valley Labs to see if they can add an aspartame or Splenda or other sensitivity reaction test, because they do a very advanced allergy test. And what people need to realize, this is like a toxin-induced cytokine reaction, because it's going to create free radicals. It's going to break down the blood-brain barrier, which is universal in children with attention deficit disorder and behavioral problems. It's also a major actant in terms of creating dementia. We now know that in Britain, the number one cause of death in Britain now is dementia. It's not just straight heart attack or stroke. It's dementia, isn't it?
Yes, and of course the National Soft Drink Association, according to an informant, did, you know, a 10-year study showing that it caused Alzheimer's, birth defects, and blindness. But
right.
What I want to say about this list is a lot of times you just can't get people off of it because they're addicted. But we put together, or an organic store did, some of the worst stories on aspartame, how it was patented as a biochemical warfare weapon, how people died of it, just really the worst. So many people getting this brochure, and they gave them out free, I think it was 185,000 of them, and people said they'd been going to doctors for years and nobody knew what was wrong with them, and the only reason they even got off of it was simply because the book was so bad, they wanted to see for themselves. And then after 60 days, and this is where we got it from, thousands of people came back through and said, you know, that they had seizures and they stopped. Some were diagnosed with MS, walked out of wheelchairs. One person was blind. She says, I can see again. And
wow.
The other said, I feel like we're in the resurrection. Thousands of people got off aspartame and got well. In fact, I wrote a report on it, and and the sick got well.
Yeah.
And if your listeners will do this, if they're on aspartame, they'll go through, they've been on it a long time, some really bad withdrawal symptoms. You have to tell them that in the beginning for the first 2 weeks. But then all of a sudden, these problems that they've been going to the doctor for, and that their drugs don't work, probably have aspartame in them too, so many generics, they would see that all the suffering they've been under is from aspartame. And the fact that they allowed it to be called an additive, when in fact it is a drug, And well, someone from G.D. Searle even admitted it. So this is something that people can do today, and then let us know.
Yeah, they give us feedback. Have feedback to us, too. And what I want to do is I may have set up a way of keeping a database set up so people can report to the database different symptoms. But if you have aspartame, report to us, and we'll keep it in a database. I've got another name for aspartame, being sarcastic. I call it fries your brain. Okay. Fries your brain. And, of course, you set up years ago the one for the FDA, Fatal Drugs Allowed. And I think you have another one, or I set up one a few weeks ago called Federal Death Agency. Because they really, when you heard the comment of, who was the FDA commentator, there was a senior person there that said, yeah, we do reduce this fertility and kills people. But that's what we need to do, is reduce the population.
That was Dr. Delaney.
Dr. Delaney. So he's a guy in the FDA who says, yeah, we know it's killing people and shortening their lives and destroying their fertility. That's what we do. I mean, it's like asking, like, the Screwtape Letters, the minion of Satan thing. Yeah, so, yeah, Lord Satan, is our aspartame working well? We've reduced so many new children. So many children have got ADD at school and the teachers can't control them. And so many seniors are now entering nursing homes in dementia and die early. I'm so pleased our aspartame project is doing so well with Lord Rothschild is working with us and Comrade Rumsfeld, that's why we call it Rumsfeld's disease. It's so wonderful, Lord Satan. Pretty bad, hey?
I call it Rumsfeld's plague. And actually, I saw it in a book. Somebody picked up something I had written, Rumsfeld's plague, and
right.
It was in a book called Sane Diet for an Insane World. And
right.
It had the whole story on Rumsfeld.
Right.
And it's late. But that's what they're calling it now.
Now, a lot of people, they say, in a nice company, you don't mention these things. For example, and I've been inappropriate, okay? I've talked to relatives when it's the first time seeing new relatives. And I say, you know, they say, well, where did you work? I said, well, you don't want to have an open-ended question to somebody who's had my level of classified clearance or know what's going on. You know, even when I'm on Christian circles, and I'm a Christian, but a lot of Christians don't want to know the stuff I know about the end times and about the Matrix and everything else. Or they don't want to know that their government's not protecting them. They're actually poisoning them because they allow these agencies to get away with murder. And they want to assume that the government's always well-intentioned, but they're not even well-informed. And even when you choose to inform them, you got evil guys like this guy Delaney who tells you, yeah, we are supposed to sterilize and kill you. It's disgusting, but people, they get upset by the messenger, us telling them the truth about what's going on. They should get upset by the message. And what I tell people to do is three things. Number one, ask better questions because you'll find the answer eventually. Number two, pray so you get a Urim and Thummim, yes or no, in your heart about whether or not what we're saying is true. And number three, act. And if you're a decent human being, you're going to not drink this stuff. You're going to stop your relatives. And you're going to try to get out of your medicine. You're going to contact your drug companies and your doctor and say, did you realize that this generic medicine contains aspartame that's causing health hazards and death? And if you become a messenger of truth to someone, and we have thousands of people like that, the things will change. And it won't take a whole lot because they have a multiplying factor, whether it's calls to the president and the White House or a senator or congressman or a politician. They usually multiply by 10 to 20,000. So if one call comes in saying one particular issue and they get 10 calls like that, they multiply that by that 10 calls by, say, 20,000 to think there's 20,000 people out there that are concerned about this issue. Well, once we do this, things are going to change, aren't they? You'll see regulatory change. You'll see food companies pull the junk out of their food. The same thing with genetically modified food. Nobody's testing to see, for example, I had on the show a few years ago a gentleman who's actually an Indian PhD researcher in Edinburgh working on genetically modified food. And when they gave the GMO food to these, pygmies, you know, these little pygmy pigs, they actually got all kinds of microcephaly and tumors and obesity and diabetes. And I'm sure there's co-toxicity between genetically modified food and aspartame, Splenda, and Advantame, et cetera. What's your comment?
Well, of course. I mean, first of all, you take Splenda, and it was invented by an insecticide researcher, and there's an article about it called Life After Aspartame. And Dr. Bowen says you get people off of aspartame and they get on Splenda and you maintain the reactions of aspartame along with the symptoms for Splenda. And I was, as I was telling you before the show, that this man who went through cooking school to be a chef, the first thing he says they tell you in cooking school, do not put aspartame or Splenda or sulfate potassium in food. In other words, it's going to poison the food. And then you've got these other things, and you know the combination or the additive synergistic effect. If you look at the studies on GMO studies on corn, they're not large tumors, they're humongous tumors. And you see people eating tortilla chips and different things that have corn in them. And if they're GMO, if it caused these huge tumors on their studies, then it can cause tumors.
So in other words, your equation, if you're eating tumorous genetically modified corn, why can't it create a tumor inside of you? Because obviously it's probably got a stealth virus growing in it. And why can't it get in your cells and cause genetic hazards inside you?
I know, right? And the fact that the free methyl alcohol, if you're using aspartame, converts into formaldehyde and embalms living tissue. And Dr. Monty's book, he says it turns the tissues to plastic. Think about all that formaldehyde that is getting into the cells.
Well,
formaldehyde is a class A carcinogen.
Right,
and
you mentioned
Dr. Sapretti said that when he did studies, there was so much formaldehyde it turned the hair on the rats to yellow.
Oh my!
And so naturally, you know, you're getting all this formaldehyde. So, you know, in the end, it can give you cancer. And Dr. Blaylock wrote a paper saying that to put you at risk, all you need is one diet soda a day.
I would say here's what I would say: let them continue to sell it, but they have to remove the T from the word diet.
Yes.
Hey, how do you like your Diet Cola?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you drinking your diet? You know, soda drink. Your Diet, D-I-E. Well, why does it say diet? I said, well, there was a legal lobby to remove T from the word diet.
Well,
there's
six class actions, and one of the attorneys said something like that. He was suing Coke and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper for deceptive advertising for calling it diet when it causes obesity. And he says, okay, just take the tea off diet. And he said, I would be satisfied. But these judges, what they're saying is, just because it has no calories, you know, they think that it cannot cause obesity when it can cause obesity from so many different problems. I mean,
well, let me list them, because I'm an expert on diabetes and I'm publishing an article this year because I've actually found the underlying cause of diabetes. The first thing that happens in diabetes is free radicals in your skeletal muscle called loss of copper zinc, SOD1. And when you have a load of toxins, you deplete SOD1, copper zinc SOD1. So then you've got a shutdown of the GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor, and your muscles don't take sugar anymore. They need ketone bodies or medium-chain triglycerides for fuel. So I call it diabesity. So obesity is caused by elevated blood insulin, which is why some drugs will actually not help your diabetes. In some ways, it'll actually cause more problems. But number two, it doesn't fix the underlying insulin resistance in your muscle and may even increase your insulin output. And now you have counterinsulin hormones, cortisol and glucagon. Cortisol is a stress hormone that can make you bloat up and actually retain water. And glucagon will actually convert your liver protein into sugar. So it's a very complex process, but it starts with one simple thing. The toxic load of these artificial sweeteners raise insulin, raise free radicals, and create insulin resistance in your skeletal muscle. So all of this is very bad. That's why we have an explosion of not only mental illness, but also diabesity, I call it.
Yeah.
Back in a moment,
okay.
Last segment coming up with Dr. Betty Martini. Amazing information. Back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
And welcome back. And Dr. Betty, please continue. Can you summarize what you think we're going to get from Dr. Monty and your other doctor we're going to bring on the next few weeks? What do you think will happen?
Well, both of them are a powerhouse of information. Dr. Walton has been seeing patients, and he'll tell you about them and the practice of medicine and how he gets them off. And like in one case, how he found out about aspartame, as this person was doing just fine, and all of a sudden she started having seizures, and the only thing that was different was that she had started using aspartame. Dr. Monty was the head of the nutritionist at a place in Arizona, and he has spent most of his life exposing everything. His book is a masterpiece.
What's the name of the book again?
The name of the book is Why Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills. And he's an incredible writer. And if you read that book, you'll never touch it again.
Spell his name again so people can search for it at Amazon or elsewhere.
Okay, it's Dr. Woodrow Monti, M-O-N-T-E.
T-E, Monti, Dr. Woodrow Monti. And the name of the book again is?
Is Why Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills.
Wow.
And they can email me if they like, and I can send them the last chapter on Autism Free and how they tried to blow up his house. Well, they did. They blew up his house, and he went through a lot, but he did survive. And
well, that's good. You know, Dr. Betty, what do you think the reason why Dr. Deagle's not been blown up with all the things I read, not only about aspartame, but globalism? And last hour, we got knocked out by, obviously, multiple attacks. Where all the stuff about 9/11, you know why? There's a side to Dr. Deagle you do not want to expose yourself to, and that includes the government of these agencies. And no, I don't know how to, I know how to make exotic weapons, so let's put it this way. And medical legally, if you get me in court, believe me, I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty, and I can go to federal court, state court, international court of justice. I know I'm like half a lawyer. I could just go back and pick up a law degree almost no time at all because I've done this for so long. Training in the BEMI courses, working with the Stony Brook Medical Center, Medical Legal Center in New York. What people need to understand is we need warriors here. If you go into this battle thinking, oh, I'm just going to get information out to the public, no. This is dangerous stuff, isn't it? In fact, you and your husband are Christians and you're spiritual warriors because this is not just a informational battle, it's a spiritual battle, isn't it?
Yes, we call it ministry because
that's all it is,
trying to save lives, you know. If we had never done this, I hate to think of how many millions more would have been lost.
Right.
And the thing of it is, we're right up against this last class action. And there's something, maybe you can add to this list, it's so very important to prevent the judge from saying, you know, a diet product doesn't have to make you lose weight and all these silly things, is that something needs to be written. It's not just the fact that aspartame makes you crave carb habits, but if someone ever thought all the different ways it causes the obesity, it's an endocrine disrupting agent, and they cause obesity. In the Croco study, most of the toxicity was in the liver, so it'd be hard to lose any weight after that. But there was substantial toxicity in the adipose tissues or the fat cells. And you have all these different ways now ending up with 650 million people being obese, and we can't get a judge just to listen to the case, the right to hear the case, and all these things explained. I mean, there's just so many ways that the obesity is caused, and there's, I think, 45 studies that have proved it on, you know, with scientific research, and it's in articles everywhere. Sharon Power at the University of Texas, you know, did like a 15-year study showing obesity. And this is what is needed to be done now.
Well, obesity is increasing rapidly, but virtually not just here, in countries all over the world, including China, everyone everywhere is getting more obese, and it's also tied to hypertension. People need to realize heart disease is an earlier phase of, I call, diabetes. And heart disease, like a rate of heart failure, metabolic syndrome, and hypothyroidism, and also heart failure. Heart failure is increasing at 440%, and it's parallel with what I call diabesity. In other words, everybody who's obese is already pre-diabetic. But you can get non-obese diabetics, too, where their body will develop vascular and other diseases, even if they don't get the obesity side of it. Or you get really bad arthritis or other problems because the same things are trigger different pathways in different individuals. Most of them are going to just get obese and then turn diabetic at some point. But people need to understand this crisis is actually engineered. And people don't want to hear that. They don't want to think, oh, well, no, no one's that evil if they would do that. Actually, that's your government. if you want to look at the at what governments have done, say, in the last century, governments have killed over 100 million people either in wars, pestilence, or toxic food, or dirty electricity, etc. And a lot of time we can't tally the total numbers. It's probably well over that. Because a lot of people now are being poisoned with excessive vaccines, mineral-depleted foods, toxic sweeteners, and now genetically modified foods, and we're amplifying that with scalar radiation like cell phones, smart meters, and now Wi-Fi networks and 5G. I mean, people don't understand. There's going to be an elbow to this. I call it an ELE. We're going to create a extinction-level event. We're actually lowering the IQ of the population and the fertility with xenotoxins.
Not even that, but the CDC has just mentioned that for the first time in 100 years, lifespans are lowering. And they see all this. Fox News did a show on the fact that the infertility is so bad, how will the U.S. repopulate itself? So while they're talking about overpopulation, as far as what's happening, you know, with fertility, you know, it's terrible. You see everything you would expect to see from mass poisoning the public. And the stuff which came from Germany was used in Nazi concentration camps. So, you know, why would anybody want to use it? But the problem is that when they become addicted and they change personalities, they really don't care about anything.
Well, it's similar to things like... It's similar to monosodium glutamate. They put in a lot of food, and people go back to the same restaurants and get high because it makes you hyper. I can't tolerate it. My first reaction was back like 35 years ago. And if I get even the small amount of MSG, I don't sleep at all. It doesn't matter how many sleep pills I take or Lumen Photon. Eventually, with Lumen Photon and hyperventilating, I can get to sleep. But often, I've lost, you know, half my night or more. MSG is really bad. Aspartame, all these toxins are by design. And people don't hear, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, people can't be that evil. Yes, they are, actually. And your government is behind it with the collaboration with the drug companies and the big, you know, makers of these foods, the mass food manufacturers. And the soft drink industry knows the difference. Tell us some stories about the soft drink industry, because they have sweeteners now made with aborted baby fetuses, molecules to actually make the drink taste better. And, you know, you add that obscenity to the obscenity of adding aspartame that makes you infertile and stupid, and it feminizes you. What do you think is going to happen to the population? No families.
Look at the last study done, the one that really says it all about depleting serotonin up 74% in the brain.
Right.
And that it's making people unintelligent, dumbed down, acting like animals, and they can't think clearly to try to explain.
Yep.
Because their mind is affected by the effects of aspartame, you know, on the brain.
So basically, I've got a new term for them. They're trying to Homer Simpsonize the population.
Well, top of everything else, you've got six-year-old children committing suicide.
Oh, yeah.
Because of this depletion.
Serotonin.
It's terrible. So the best thing that we can do is just to get, right now, is to get people off. But I agree with you in that it has to take, you know, a mass amount of people.
Numbers. It takes numbers.
Retain, you know, information.
We need a tsunami of complainers. They're going to write to congresswomen and men, senators, president, the drug companies, the soda companies. If the soda companies get a lot of response from people, say, I think we might be in legal trouble here. And the lawyers will say, you know, you better pull that particular component or you're not only going to lose your business, you're going to get sued. Give an example. The big manufacturer of Bayer that now owns Monsanto, or changed their name to Mount Satan, they've got a $2 billion lawsuit. And among the other lawsuits over the last year, $270 million, another $50 million or something, because of the effect of Roundup causing cancer. These kind of lawsuits are going to get more frequent. You know, when you want to cash in, don't wait until you're a freaking mess, you're dying of cancer. I think people should just start filing complaints right now. Just go to the drug company and say, you know, or food manufacturer or the regulator that allows this. For example, I think there need to be personal lawsuits against the regulators themselves, don't you? I think we should start taking them and say, look,
yes, citizens. I've got a letter. I really should send it to you. I have to scan it in from the FDA telling me they don't have to answer me. In other words, because I ask questions like the FDA themselves told the Senate aspartame is illegally on the market. So then they tell me if you want a petition, it has to be only things that happened after 2002, because they don't want to answer the fact that it's in the records that aspartame is a carcinogen, is illegally on the market, and the FDA has violated the law. You can't get that out of the public record. So they just say, we're not going to allow a petition. If you mention something before 2002, and we are not going to answer your letters. And I've got that in writing. In other words, when you've got the goods on them and the evidence is there for all the public to see, they just refuse to answer. And everything, you know, all the things they're doing are absolutely against the law, like raising the amount to, you know, 50 from 20, and people are getting, little children are getting this tremendous amount of aspartame in the brain and causing all these psychiatric and behavioral problems and SID deaths, giving them all these different things that have aspartame in it. They're pediatric drugs, used to be in Pedialyte. It's also in their vitamins, all these things that they're giving to children, and then all of a sudden they end up dead. Then one of the medical organizations asked Big Pharma to stop making things for children they don't need, like cough syrup, because they know it's something that they're taking, and what they're putting aspartame in the pediatric things that they use, all, you know, from prescription drugs down to over-the-counter things. And Big Pharma said they would do that, and then never did. Every time I go in the store, I see some pediatric product.
Exactly. So they're not just killing the adults, they're killing the kids, right?
Yes, it's like the Twilight Zone. They ought to have a new Nuremberg trial or something for all these people, allowing them to continue not only to allow it on the market, but to push it and lie about it and send out propaganda and absolutely absurd things. I think I sent you my 2 minutes to the CEO of Coke when they had their anniversary. Coke had their 125th anniversary, and I was
absolutely
there with 1,000 members, stockholders and the press, and said everything to the CEO of Coke.
We'll bring these other doctors on next couple of weeks. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Your time spot, third hour on Friday, is a good way to end off the week. Not sweet misery, but the sweetness of the truth. How's that?
That's good. Thank you
again. Mission Possible, WHI.com, MPWHI.com. Thank you, Dr. Betty. We will be back on Monday. Amazing shows lined up. Do visit NutriMedical.com. Contact me if you want a free protocol. We're here to help. And join the family.